Welcome to the ever-controversial Social Kenny's PUA Show, a kick-ass podcast geared towards coaching men on how to attract the girl, lay the girl, and or keep the girl. And it's not just another boring podcast. I would incorporate interviews with up-and-coming pickup artists and seduction coaches. And to make it a lot more interesting, I will also throw in some interviews with hot women just to get a female's perspective on sex, dating, and courtship. I'll also be podcasting live from bars, nightclubs, opposed to every other boring podcast, which I host indoors and indoor venues. Also, coming soon will be the release of my first free PDF ebook entitled How to Bang Foreign Girls. The title speaks for itself. It's a 12-page free ebook with practical and applicable routines and insights on how to bang foreign girls or girls from out of town, wherever you may be located. And don't forget to check out my interactive PUA blog for insights and tactics on picking up hot chicks, or just to read some adventurous articles, field reports, lay reports, controversy, PUA community politics, social commentary, you name it. That's at socialkennyspuathoughts.wordpress.com. socialkennyspuathoughts.wordpress.com. Or just Google Social Kenny, Social Kenny PUA, and click on the link to the blog. Yo, what up, guys? Social Kenny once again, alive and kicking, even though a lot of dudes in the manosphere wish I would be exiled and outcast. Yeah, but it's whatever. I'm still here. You know, good health. Can't complain. But in this episode, though, which is the third episode, we're going to do away with the drama, at least for now. We're going to do away with the manosphere and the PUA drama. We're going to get into some practical stuff for the dudes that really just want to learn some tactics, some good insights. So we're going to do away with the drama on the third episode. So what better to talk about? In this episode, we're going to delve into text game. And that goes without saying. Text game is basically, it's a PUA term, which, you know, it basically comes down to texting a girl, whether it's online, mobile, whatever, Facebook chat, POF, whatever it is, it's as long as it deals with texting, communication by text, it's basically text game. It could be online, in person, on a phone. That's strictly text game. And for those who didn't know, it's actually, you know, it's a routine. It's an art to it. So you don't just get up and willy-nilly, you know, go text a chick at any time, saying anything, and expect to get good results. Shit doesn't work like that. So we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of texting. And you could actually check the blog for, there's an article I wrote probably about around December or so, just before the Christmas hit. A good article. It had rave reviews. It's called, wow, the do's and don'ts of texting. And I got that from, I got the idea from my man. It was from, Rob Judd, you know, the big up and coming PUA pickup artist out of New York City. You know, so I got the idea from Rob on a text game article I wrote. So let's get right into it. You know, the average guy, AFC, he gets a chick's number. He makes fundamental mistakes from the get-go. He texts her right away, which is a big mistake, and in certain cases, that's cool. It's all good to text a woman, like to text a chick an hour later. In certain cases, that's good. And I'm going to point it out. The only time you should really text a girl that soon after, even a half hour after, is if you intend or you plan on meeting up with her right after that. But don't text a girl an hour later if you have no intentions on hooking up with her an hour or so later. For instance, like, you know, New Year's, you know, past New Year's, 2012, you know, you can read the article on the blog, the Field Report, you know, Arab gaming. You know, I basically wrote about an article. It was an article about, it's a Field Report, where I'd met a HB8 at a local bar here on the island, and got a number, and I shot her a text like 25, half an hour later. And a lot of dudes in the community might say, yo, that's fucking like, that's try hard. That's like, oh, you know, stepping over the bounds. That's like a no-no. But when you think about it, it's not. And a lot of gurus agree with me in the community that, you know, in certain cases, it's not a bad idea. And this is a perfect example. I wanted to hook up with this chick the same night. So for me to have text her half hour later, it was all good. She was not expecting me, or I wasn't expected to be texting back and forth with her for like 10 hours, which would be lame, as a matter of fact. Nah, I had intentions on meeting up, and I did meet up with her later that night. Maybe 2 hours later, we set a meet up. We did meet up at the pier, you know, and hey, it was nice. Kiss clothes, we danced, you know, did our thing. Sex didn't happen. LMR is a bitch. So that didn't go down like that. But that is the only time you want to text a girl right after, is if you have, if it's your intention to hook up with her sexually that same night. For instance, you get a girl number at the club, text her a half hour later if you plan on bouncing with her from the club. But let's say you get a girl's number during the daytime, during day game, sergeant. You get a number, 3 p.m. during the day. Don't go fucking texting her at 3:30 or 4 o'clock when you know there's no possibility that she's going to go on a date with you that same day. Don't do it. So leave that for another day or even later on that night or that evening. Shoot her a little text. All right, so let's talk about now the how-tos of texting, of text game. Let's say your first text should be, and a lot of guys know this, you know, in the pickup community. A lot of guys basically know your first text should be somewhat of like callback humor. You know, and the guru, Neil Strauss, he spoke about this a lot. You know, callback humor is basically like, you know, girl gives you her number, you exchange numbers, a day or so goes by, there's probably a 50-50 chance that she doesn't remember who you are. So with callback humor, it's a little joke or whatnot, and you insert something in the text that, or in a call that lets her know, hey, this is me, the fun guy from the other day. Simple as that. So when you text a girl for the first time, you want to use a bit of callback humor. You don't want to say, hey, this is Kenny and whatever, whatever. No, no. You want to be like, hey, we had a good chat the other day, but, you know, the roller coaster ride shit that we spoke about, that was so crazy, and I don't even want to go there with you because, hey, I'm scared of roller coasters. And with that right there, you don't even have to insert your name. The fact that y'all spoke about roller coasters or whatnot, she's going to automatically know, hey, here's the fun guy I was speaking to the other day about roller coasters or about swimming, about hiking, whatever. You know, so that is callback humor. And you can incorporate that during text game. And that is the way you do it. That should be your first text. Your first text should not be, hey, it's Kenny, what's up? No, fuck that. That's boring. It's lame. It's a turn off. It doesn't it doesn't propel her to even wanna acknowledge who the fuck you are. It's as simple as that, boring. So you don't wanna be that boring guy when it comes to text game. So your first text should not be, hey, what's up, how are you? No, fuck that, get rid of it. Use some humor in your first text. And that is how you hook her. Now it's like, yeah, basically, that's in a way, that's sort of like chick crack. You know, we consider it in the PUA community. You know, chicks definitely dig, you know, a humorous text, you know, especially the first text. You know, cause be honest, chicks are used to getting a bunch of texts from dudes. And 80 to 90% of them are, hey, what's up? What you doing? The classic, typical, boring shit that AFC, you know, dishes out. Typical, boring shit. So you want to be that one guy who breaks that trend. The one guy who has instant attraction by being different when it comes to text game. So make your first text be something, you know, along those lines. You know, humor, callback humor, and so forth. And you will definitely see positive returns and feedback from the girl. Another drastic mistake that a lot of us guys make when we first start texting a girl. And like I said, be it on Facebook chat, POF, OKC, OKCupid, whatever. One of the main crucial mistakes that we make as guys is that we incorporate this whole text game. We take this text game shit to an extreme. Dudes, the point of you getting the girl's number in the first place, presumably, is to hook up. Not to be fucking texting 3 days straight without any phone interaction or without setting up a date or something. So that's totally counterintuitive. So you do not want to be on, you do not want to be on the phone texting with a girl 24 fucking 7. That's a crucial mistake. And I make that mistakes here and there. Despite being, you know, an advanced PUA coach right now, I still, with some woman, make that mistake. You know, where she lulls me into texting for like 5-6 hours straight. And, you know, a lot of guys may say, hey, well, that's good. You know, that's good. I mean, it shows that the chick is interested. You know, she's texting you, blah, blah, blah. She's vibing or whatever. Yeah, to some degree, that's true. But the backlash to that is, women have a sense of getting so comfortable with texting and only texting that they would never want to take it to the next level. And you can't blame her, you know what I mean? You really can't blame her for not wanting to take it to the next level. Because it's the guy's fault ultimately. Because he should not have been sucked or let himself be lulled into this text gaming, this prolonged text gaming. I mean, she's a woman. She's not going to tell you, hey, let's quit the texting and let's meet up. Let's hook up. Let's go fuck. No, she's not going to tell you that. She's going to leave it up to you as the guy, as the dominant one, the alpha male. She's going to leave it up to you to say, hey, you know what I mean? We can't be texting for 5 hours, or I'm not going to be texting for 5 hours. I'm a busy dude. I got shit to do. I'm going to hit you up later. And she's expecting you as the man to do that. To say, hey, we're going to meet up at so-and-so. And, you know, preferably this should be done over the phone. You know, setting up a date or a meet should not, and I repeat, should not be done via texting. It should not be done by texting. You don't set up a date by texting. It's bullshit. It won't work. And it's low commitment. A chick would not commit to that. So preferably you would want to set up a date over the phone. But as a reminder now, you shoot her a text or two. Hey, you know what I mean? I'm at this cool spot. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? I'm having a nice cup of coffee. You know, the waiters are fucking crazy. And, you know, this dude got a mohawk. He's, like, bugging out. The place is just, like, I don't even know. I'm trying to relax and read a book. And he's just fucking distracting me with that stupid haircut. Whatever. Just entertain the shit out of her. And let her know, hey, tag along. I'll be here for 20 minutes more. So, you know, that'll be a good example of texting. Whereas she knows via a phone conversation that, hey, you're going to be at so-and-so coffee shop, so-and-so bakery, whatever, and you're inviting her to come along with you. And as you get there and you're having your coffee or your drink or whatever, you send her a text as a reminder. And that is how you do it. So you don't actually set up the date through a text. You remind her of the meetup through a text. So, quick recap, you know, a summary of the text game do's and don'ts that we spoke about. Quick recap before we go. So, you do not want to text her too soon. The only time you text her soon would be if you plan on hooking up with her that same day, same night, if logistics permit. Thirdly, do not text her any boring texts. Please, don't do it. And your first text should be with humor, something humorous. Fifth, you know, do not set up a date through texting. That should be done over the phone. But as a reminder of the date and whatnot, of the logistics, you can send that through texting. And to put the icing on the cake, another grave mistake that guys make is texting too soon, meaning texting before she does. Let's say she takes five to 10 minutes to respond to your text. You should take the same amount of time or longer in order to respond or reply to her text. So if her intervals of texting is every 5 minutes, you should not be texting her or replying to her every 3 minutes. That just basically says that you're more invested than she is. She's the prize. That's what you're basically telling her. So you want to make it, you want to flip the script. You know, make her pursue you. Make her wonder, hey, what the fuck? Why isn't he texting? Let her send you 2 or 3 texts within 5 minutes. You don't be the one sending her 3 or 4 texts in 5 minutes before she sends 2. And that is a grave mistake. And I make that mistake at times. You know, and that is something that we need to avoid as men, is texting too soon and texting her before she texts back. Don't send her 3 texts before she texts you 3 times. So do it 1 for 1, 2 for 2, 3 for 3. Don't send 3, she send 1, and you send 3, she send 2, you send 5. No, let her do that. Let her invest. So with the next 2 numbers you get, or the next 2 girls you number close, I guarantee, try it. Straight up, dude, try it. Just change the format of your texting, and I straight up guarantee you'll see changes. and the way the chicks respond to you, and how proactive she is, and flakes would even be less. Straight up. So, until next time, do your thing and stay alpha. I'm out.